Before we get going, it's worth noting that the hosts of this show have a man crush on Tom Brady.
Know what I'm saying? All right, let's play our best. We've been putting in the tank. Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? Hey, let's all go play our best, huh? Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? Huh?
It needed to be said.
Know what I'm saying?
You are into fantasy football, and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level. This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
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 Are you ready?
All right, y'all made it back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast, where all your wildest fantasies come true. I am your host, tearing up the fantasy roster since 09. Oh yes, it's me, it's Bandy. And we can't forget about a man who knows his shit and he will never quit. I'm talking about your boy, Trey. How's the world treating you, Trey?
Pretty good, man, pretty good. Having a good 4th so far.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, happy 4th of July. You're probably watching this a little later, but that's all right. Happy 4th of July to all our people out there. And if you're watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to smash that like button and subscribe to our channel, please. Things are starting to pop for us. You're going to want to get in on this early.
For sure. So
today we are talking about the defending Super Bowl champion Rams, schedule prediction, and fantasy relevance. Let's get it popping.
Let's get it, baby.
All right. Now, first off, I'm not a big Rams fan, possibly holding a grudge after that NFC division game last year against the Buccaneers. That one hurt me. I had to take a little bit off after that. But Matt Stafford should be a pretty decent fantasy option this year. What do you think?
I think so. I definitely think so. I mean, he's not going to be the best fantasy option, but
no.
I think that he will be. He'll be somebody that you can start as your QB1.
Sure.
For sure.
He finished 11th last year in fantasy points, 41 passing touchdowns. Cooper Kupp's on pace to have a good season again.
Obviously.
people are actually drafting Kupp like first. Pick.
I've seen him first. I've seen him mostly like second and third, in my drafts that I've done. But I also think that like this is kind of changing fantasy because you know I've never seen wide receivers go that early. But when you're putting up points like Cooper Kupp is, I don't see why you wouldn't take him that early.
It's funny that you say that because there is this big thing going around with drafts. They're saying no running back drafts. All start wide receivers. Get your running backs in the late rounds. Man, that goes against everything that I believe in.
I agree. Yeah, that's scary.
I've seen a few people say that that's baloney and don't do that unless you want to lose.
I mean, I think the biggest thing with people doing that is because they're talking about how the running backs always get injured and the wide receiver game is like all over the place. And then when you use your early round pick for a running back and he gets injured, like, you know, McCaffrey in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And they feel like it ruins their entire season. They're like, screw that. We'd rather just hop around on some backups as soon as somebody gets hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I think you definitely need a good workhorse back in your stable. I mean, I had Derrick Henry last year. Yeah, he only went 8 games, but he did really well those 8 games.
Exactly.
Man. He finished 8th in fantasy of all our in running backs. The running backs, bro, and he only played 8 games. Yeah. That's insane, bro. Oh, King Henry. Anyway, let's see. Cam Akers should be at 100% now. So
yeah, I'm excited for Cam Akers. I still wonder about him, you know, and I don't think he's, you know, in the top 5 by any means, but I definitely think he'd be a good option for fantasy for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're saying he's like supposed to be the breakout star of the Rams this season. Is what I read.
I think the Rams like to throw it. And I think that they have the opportunity and the options, you know, to do that. And I think the Cam Akers is going to be the backup option from throwing. You know what I mean? They're not a run first team.
Hey, your boy Allen Robinson's over there going to work.
Yeah, we'll see what he can do. We'll see.
Trey hates Allen Robinson. Yeah, he did him dirty last year.
I'll never forget.
I tell you what, though, if A-Rob doesn't do good this year, I mean, I, I lose all faith in him. Like, I'd be done with him. Like, I'm giving him this year. If he can't do it with Stafford, then he's just not the guy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he might as well just go home.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, you're good. Hey, they picked up Bobby Wagner on defense.
My boy, man. I still got his Seahawks jersey, and I will wear that sucker, too, because I love him, bro.
Hey, he's going to be scary behind Aaron Donald, dude, and Floyd.
And, you know, they lost Von Miller, but then they filled him in with Bobby Wagner. And, mm-hmm. personally, I feel like that's an upgrade.
So do I. I do, too.
I just think with being a lot younger and everything like that and having that experience at Seattle when he did the Legion of Boom and everything like that, like, you know, kind of work with a solid defense, and they've got it.
No doubt. 100%. No doubt. I will say this. Jalen Ramsey is kind of looking like a shell of himself lately. What do you think?
Yeah, man, you know, and I still think that he's one of the better defenders in the league. But, you know, if he's where he used to be, I don't know. We'll just have to see if he can pick it back up this year, you know. Because, I mean, they did their thing and they won the Super Bowl, so I can't harp on them too bad.
So let's go ahead and just get it started. We're going to start week one season opener. Week one against the Buffalo Bills. That's going to be awesome. Good way to start the season.
Be a great opener, yeah. I don't know. Bills, that might be tied with the Dallas and Bucks game on best game of the week.
Oh, man, I hope so. I hope so. Hey, the Bills are a favorite to win the Super Bowl this year, though. They're the favorite in Vegas. Yeah. So, I mean, what do you got? What do you got on that one?
So when I made this, you know, my prediction and everything with the schedule, at first I was like, I feel like I'm going to have a hard time picking the Rams to lose at all. just because they won the Super Bowl, you know, and it's like, how do you tell the Super Bowl champions they're going to lose? But then when I started doing it, I was like, okay, maybe I'm a little smarter than I thought. but I got week one, I got Buffalo taking the dub. I got the Rams losing that game.
Yeah, I got the Rams taking the L as well. Josh Allen is, he's like number one as far as quarterbacks coming off the board in most mock drafts that I've been in.
And, you know, maybe it's the hype. Maybe it's all the hype around Buffalo, but I just really think that they're going to be coming to the next this year.
There's a lot of hype around Buffalo this year. You're right. You are right. I mean, Allen last year, he only threw 36 touchdowns. I mean, it's a lot still, but, I mean, compared, that's not too many. I mean, that was seventh in the league among quarterbacks.
Right. I just think that I think this is like last year was kind of a build kind of, you know, year, and they still got where they got to get. And then this year they're just going to blow people out. Then, you know, that, like I said, I feel like that has a lot to do with the hype around it. It's making me think that way, but like, I just really feel like they're going to be a solid team.
Mm-hmm. I'm still excited to see James Cook get rolling, bro.
Yeah, bro. I can't wait.
I cannot wait to see what he brings to the table, bro. I mean, if Buffalo gets a decent running back, I mean, we're in trouble, bro. We're in trouble.
And hey, bro, when is Stephon Diggs, bro? Like, is he just gonna play forever and always be good?
apparently.
I mean, they don't talk about him much, but he's just right there in the top of the wide receivers, getting the fantasy points. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Dude, I love Diggs. I pulled him, man, when he first went to Buffalo. I'm like, dude, he's gonna go off. He tore it up. I won that year, bro. Got first place in most of my leagues that year. I had Allen. I had a stack. I had Allen and Diggs, bro. And it was
nice.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, that just a brief hit for fantasy. I think Diggs has one of the best floors as a wide receiver. Like, you know, if you're going to pick a couple versatile ones, go ahead and grab Diggs. So that way, you know, you can balance out your team a little bit, because I think he's going to stay pretty steady every week. He'll have high weeks, but I think he'll always have decent. I don't think he'll ever have, you know, just nothing weeks.
Yeah. Von Miller, they signed. I know we already talked about that, but Von Miller signed. And Von Miller's saying he's going to play all 6 years in Buffalo. Oh, and he says he's going to do that whole contract, do all 6 years, bro. He's getting old. He's getting a little old for that, bro.
Yeah, I was thinking. I was like, does he got 6 years, bro?
Okay. I don't know. The Bills are going to come out swinging. I think their defense is going to be good this year. Let's keep it going. We're going week two. Atlanta Falcons.
Yes, sir.
What do you got the Dirty Birds doing on them?
I got the Rams taking the dub on that one.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, week two with Mariota just getting in, you know, and running that, you know, a whole new offense. And it's Mariota that you're looking at.
Yeah.
I just think the Rams defense would be too much, you know.
Yeah.
Drake London, rookie wide receiver, second game in the NFL. I just think it's not going to be enough to be able to take on a Super Bowl team.
You know how I said before that I got pretty good at picking rookie wide receivers that are going to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting some something from Drake London, man. I think he's going to be good, bro. I just got that feeling.
I agree with that, dude. And when I've been doing my mock drafts, it's been like Drake London and Traylon Burks, like right there next to each other. And I'm just like, man,
I hope Traylon goes off too, bro.
Me too, man. I really do.
I like that, dude. Honestly, I don't know what the Falcons look like with Marcus Mariota. I'm trying to picture that. And it just don't seem right to me.
And, will Cordarrelle Patterson, will he have a year like he had last year?
Exactly, bro. Is that going to happen, or was that just like something crazy that came out of nowhere?
Exactly.
Mariota, he does have legs, though. You know, we have seen him run in the past. I mean, maybe he'll do something with that. Who knows? I think, will be a good bridge quarterback if Desmond Ridder is the real deal. Let him sit for a year. Get Mariota, bridge over to dude. I think he'd be good. And let's not forget that Desmond Ridder said he is not leaving Atlanta until he wins a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
On draft night, I'm not going to let him forget that, bro.
I wouldn't.
Kyle Pitts, he's got his feet wet now. You think Kyle Pitts is going to do something this year?
Man, I really was excited about Kyle Pitts till they got Mariota, and then I'm like, man, I don't know, but I still think he'll be, one of their primary targets out there, and I think he'll do work. You know what I mean? He'll have to, or otherwise they're just going to lose every game.
He jumped in though when he was with the Raiders last year. I think Carr maybe got hurt. He jumped in at a game and dude tore it up.
Yeah,
he did really good. Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, it was just one game, but Mariota looked great in that game. So maybe that's what got him a starting job in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Let's keep going. We're going week three with the Arizona Cardinals. What do you got?
I got the Rams taking the L.
So do I. Rams get the L on that one.
Sure.
Oh, hey, that playoff game last year was pathetic, bro. I think the Cardinals are going to they got a bone to pick with them. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to give it to them good.
Well, and here's the deal. You know, Kyler Murray plays his best games in the first half of the season.
Exactly.
And, so I think, he'll go off and the Cardinals will get off to a crazy start. I think maybe even like 6-0 or something. And then
they went 8-0 last year, right?
Year, yeah. But I just think that, they'll have that same kind of year and people will be like, oh my God, the Cardinals are it. They're the thing, whatever. And then they're just going to die off like they do.
Well, D-Hop will be serving a 6-game suspension, so we won't get to see him until
Brown, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we don't know. And James Conner going to be dominant again this year?
We'll see, man. We'll see. I'm excited for James Conner. I'm also terrified for James Conner because I don't know whether to draft him or not even think about him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Look, I want to knock on some wood here, but I just got this weird feeling James Conner is going to get hurt. I don't want that to happen at all. I like James Conner. I'm probably going to draft him, but I just got this gut feeling that he's going to get hurt, bro.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong, though. They signed Darrell Williams, too, pass catching back from KC.
Yeah, and he looked good when he was playing for KC.
Yeah, he did.
I started him a couple times in fantasy.
So did I.
Yeah.
Me too, dude. He was tearing it up, bro.
Yeah.
Let's keep this thing rolling. We're going week four. 49ers, what do you got?
I have the Rams taking the L.
Ooh, I got the Rams taking the W on that one, bro.
I got vengeance from the playoffs, man. Shanahan has the Rams number, and it will show.
I got to tell you the truth, man. I just don't trust Trey Lance. I don't know if he's the guy, bro. I need to see more. He didn't look like the guy when he started those couple games last year, I'll tell you that.
That's true. And really, my biggest reason behind giving the 49ers the dub is Shanahan. And I think that the way he coaches and everything like that, I think he'll be able to get Trey Lance into a position where they can win games.
Do you think that Shanahan was the driving force behind that team? Not Jimmy G's playing? You think that he did it in spite of Jimmy?
I do.
I got a little prediction here. I think Jimmy G's going to be a Seahawk soon.
Hey, we'll see, bro. I seen where the Baker Mayfield, they had a couple different teams and Seahawks is on there. And, you know, Pete Carroll, he's been talking about how they, you know, they like Baker Mayfield and they're excited about it, but they haven't really pulled any triggers or anything like that. But he likes to do that. And then out of nowhere, it'll be like, bam, you know, like three teams will make an offer for Baker Mayfield. And then out of nowhere, Pete Carroll comes in with like the most craziest offer. And then they're like, oh, Seattle's got it. And if that happens, bro, DK Metcalf, I'm drafting you, dog.
Yeah. If Baker goes over there, you think that'd be a good combo?
I think that'll be fantasy relevant. I don't know about, you know, game winning, but I think he'll put up some points.
Yeah. I think Baker Mayfield's going to be a Panther next year, bro.
We'll see, man. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Baker and Christian McCaffrey, that might be something. Speaking of Christian McCaffrey, I think Christian McCaffrey is going to be comeback player of the year, bro.
Hey, bro, I'm not even going to lie. I kind of agree with you, bro. I did a mock draft. I got him in the eighth pick, and I was like, I feel like that just won me this whole turn. If I was in this league, that won me the league.
That's a good pick. If he fell to you in the eighth round, that's a good pick, bro. Yeah. Listen, Christian McCaffrey, comeback player of the year. Write that down.
Write it down.
All right, let's keep it moving. We're going week five. We got the Dallas Cowboys. I got the Rams taking a W on that one. What you got?
I also have the Rams taking a W, and I said the same thing in our Dallas schedule post. And the reason why, if you guys don't remember, if you haven't watched it, go back and watch it. But I said that if it was in Dallas, if the game was at Dallas, I would think it would be a different story. But since it's at the Rams, I think that the Rams are going to be able to pull it through.
Mm-hmm. I think Zeke is going to be a bust this year. Sorry, Zeke. We had to do it to you again, buddy.
Again? We should get like a meme of Zeke's head and just pound it. Yeah.
Just him doing that stupid thing where he always like eating them yards. Yeah. You know, I hate when he does that, but it's so annoying, bro. God. I will say this, though. Dak needs to show out this year. He needs to.
I do think that game is going to be a low-scoring game, though. I think both their defenses are some of the best defenses in the league, and I think that it'll be a big defensive game.
I will say this, man. What's weird is that the Cowboys, they've been very quiet this offseason. I'm a little worried they might be good just because there's so much unexpected stuff in the NFL, and it's always the last thing you expect to happen. It's been quiet on the Cowboy front. Just remember that. Expect the unexpected.
Every day.
Hi, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
CeeDee Lamb, will he be top 10 this year?
I'm going to say 11.
Just right on the cusp, bro. Just right down. Oh, let's keep rolling. We're going week six with the Carolina Panthers. I got a Rams taking the W on that one.
Obviously.
Hey, you never know. You never know. I still see people taking McCaffrey first pick, though. Oh, honestly. Yeah.
And I think McCaffrey will still be the only thing that helps them. If they get a dub, it'll be on the back of Christian McCaffrey.
McCaffrey scares me, bro. Like, I am so afraid to draft that guy. Even though I just said that I think he's going to be comeback player of the year, which I do, it still terrifies me to think about drafting him with my first pick.
Well, yeah, the last 2 years that somebody did that, bro, they got devastated over it because of his injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's won the award for the most disappointing fantasy running back the last 2 years.
Oh, no. Oh, CMC, say it ain't so, baby. Hey, if you remember last year, though, Sam Darnold, he took off in the beginning of the season. Like,
yeah,
he went like four wins, no losses. And I'm like, dude, Sam Darnold, it was the Jets that was messing him up, bro. He's the GOAT. Not really, but you know what I'm saying.
But he had McCaffrey all those games too, right?
Yeah. But I don't know what happened, bro. He fell off a cliff, bro. He just started throwing the ball to the wrong team. I mean, oof. Week seven, we have a bye week for the Rams. Yes,
and they'll get a dub that week.
Oh, yeah, naturally. While we're waiting on the bye week, I'm going to take a moment here to let you guys know about Dr. Squatch. Dr. Squatch has all natural soaps, toothpaste, deodorant, all kinds of stuff for you guys. I actually bought a bar of the wood barrel bourbon. It smelled good, bro. Smelled good. It's made in the good old US of A. Now, right now, if you use our link in the description, you get 10% off or use promo code DSCSQUATCH10. You want to make the ladies go crazy? Hit up your boy, Dr. Squatch. We also would like to shout out Melon. You see, we got a new thing going on here on our podcast here. Melon, they're awesome. You got to check them out. Hit me up in the comments. I'll send you a link and get you a discount on that.
Heck yeah, bro.
Yes, sir. Let's move it on. We're going week 8. 49ers again.
Yes, sir.
What you got?
I have the Rams taking the W.
So do I. I got the Rams taking the W again, sweeping the Niners.
You got them sweeping the Niners? See, I have them winning the first one and losing the first game against the Niners and winning the second one. And this is why I didn't say anything when you brought up D-Hop, because I think that D-Hop's going to be back this game, and I think it's going to hurt the Cardinals.
Wow, hurt them? Why do you say that?
Because it's going to be a battle for wide receiver one between Marquise Brown and D-Hop, and I think both of them is like, you know, there ain't enough in the town for the two of us or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
This team ain't big enough for the both of us, bro.
Exactly, exactly.
I don't know. D-Hop is, I think, the best wide receiver skills-wise in the NFL, bro. Marquise Brown is like number three, bro? D-Hop will show him what's up nice and early, bro.
But the whole first half of the year, you've got Kyler Murray and Marquise Brown practicing every day, building that relationship. Like, I just don't know how it's going to play out. And I think that's going to cause the Rams to take that dub.
I just don't trust Trey Lance, bro. I need to see more. I know I said this already, but I need to see more. I know you are. I know you are, bro. I know you are. If he can be smart, think fast, sit in the pocket, and stop trying to worry about running the ball, which, you know, being that it is the Shanahan's, running is their thing, but not you, bro, them.
Right, right. And then I also wonder, though, by game 8, because there's still so many questions around Debo Samuel, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I just he'll don't be know. There. And he'll that's be there. My hope, bro. I really do.
But I don't think he's going to be running the ball like he was.
Right.
I think he's telling, bro, I'm a wide receiver. I want to get paid like a wide receiver, and I want to be treated like a wide receiver, because he's hurting himself, bro, doing that. He's hurting his career. He's shortening it. What's crazy is they gave him so much. Debo's amazing, bro. Look at him, bro. He's like a running wide receiver, running back, right? And now that the season's over and we're between seasons, they're like, oh, he can't be doing that. Like, talking all this smack on him, bro. Like, dude, you were just talking about how great he was 6 months ago. Exactly, bro. Okay, week 9. Week 9, we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, baby.
I already know what you got.
The Rams are taking the L, baby. 100%.
I have the Rams taking the dub.
Oh, my God, bro. That hurts me, like, deep inside, bro.
I know.
Listen, if the Bucs can stay healthy, I think we can get the win here. We haven't beat them yet. But that playoff game was something, bro. I was so mad watching that game, bro. And then I was so happy. Yeah. And almost, then so mad again.
Almost.
I know, dude. I'm like, oh, my God, it's Tom Brady doing his thing, bro. This is it, bro. This is what he does, right? And he
didn't have enough time.
Blew on coverage, dude. Antoine Winfield right over him. Cooper Kupp, blip. And then it was just over that quick, as quick as it got started. Oh, I think Tom Brady's going to be throwing dimes this year. I'm going to draft him as my quarterback. I mean,
he's on the board.
He'll be there, bro. He will be there.
He took it from you last year.
She ain't going to do me like that this year. If she does, I'll take Josh Allen, and that'll piss her off.
There you go. Then y'all just trade for week one.
Yeah, right. Let's see. Leonard Fournette, man, he's getting a lot of – they're saying a lot of good things about Lenny this year, man.
And
I think
they should.
Mm-hmm. He was killing it last year, bro. Killing it. My only worry is Rashad White, the rookie they picked up with him. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, they got Rojo out. Rojo, every time that guy touched the ball, it scared the crap out of me. But with Rashad White, he's a pass-catching back, dude, and that's, like, right up Tom Brady's alley, bro.
Yeah. I just think that the Rams defense at this point is just going to be really hard to stop. And, Josh, cover your ears. 2 sacks on Brady from Aaron Donald.
Say what?
I don't know what you said, but.
Write it down.
Don't write that down. Mike Evans is going to go over 1,000 yards again, though.
Don't you think? For sure. I think Mike Evans is going to be possibly wide receiver one this year, out of everybody. Beat Cooper Kupp, everything.
Oh, really? You're thinking he's going to be
number one in fantasy wide receiver.
Ooh, hot take, bro. Yeah, I said that. I said, let's go Mike Evans, first wide receiver off the board, and people gave me so much crap for that, bro.
Yeah, I'm still probably going to take Cooper Kupp. if I had to choose in a draft, but I really have a feeling that Mike Evans is like really going to just destroy this year.
I agree. Let's keep it rolling, bro. As much as I could talk about the Bucks all day long, let's keep it rolling. To week 10, we got the Cardinals again. What you got?
I have the Rams taking the W.
Me too. Yeah, I got the Rams taking the W too. Getting closer to the end of the season. Is that right? Is that what you were thinking? Kyler's
declining as a quarterback.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if it happens again this year, like exactly like that, then something needs to be done about that. They need to do something, dude, to make it to where he's good towards the end of the season, dude. Kyler's a good quarterback to have in fantasy, though, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's good. I think that his running capabilities will give him the fantasy points that he needs. You know what I'm saying? And he's still a good passer too. I don't know, man. They die out. They climax at mid season.
Mm-hmm. Hey, D-Hop will be back by that time. Definitely. So we're going to see what's going to happen. Keep it rolling. Week 11, the New Orleans Saints. What do you got?
I have the Rams taking the W.
Ooh, I got the Rams
back and forth on that, but
I got the Rams taking the L, baby.
There you go. I just don't know what the Saints are going to look like yet, and I need to see them play.
Well, Jameis Winston got LASIK surgery a year or two back. He's healthy now. He can see better, not to throw the interceptions, you know.
So hopefully, he knows what they look like, right?
Yeah. As a Bucs fan, the Saints defense scares the hell out of me. I will say that.
Yeah.
I've seen them play ridiculous against us and then play just horrible against other people, dude.
Yeah, man. And I feel like, I don't know if that's like a conspiracy, you know, like.
They're like, oh, it's Brady. We got to be on our top of our game, trick, bro.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. And they turn up on Brady and then. I don't know.
Or maybe, why they got to do us like
they
that?
They just have Brady's weakness. You know what I'm saying? Like they just.
They got his number. Yeah. Hey, you leave Juju out of this. I'm just kidding. I was just playing. Hey, Kamara will be off his suspension. He probably has something to prove. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I'm so upset. Like, I don't think they've said how long he's going to be suspended yet, have they?
I want to say they said 6 games. Okay. Or. I feel like that.
I think that's what I heard. I just didn't know if it was final or not. But I he's still going really high in the draft too, man. And I'm just that's so scary to me to take a player that's going to be suspended.
Well, I think because it was violent that it's a automatic at least 6-game suspension in the NFL. Yeah, that's scary, bro. I don't know if I could take him with my first pick, bro. Like, and not knowing I'm not going to get anything out of him until halfway through the year. I mean, they're thinking ahead, bro, but Jesus.
Right. And I know he's good, but I'm just like, you know, maybe like in the late, late rounds and just have him sitting on the bottom of my bench, hopefully not filling a spot that I need, but he's not going that late. Somebody's going to take him and they're going to have to deal with it all year and I'll let him do it.
Yeah. Yep.
And is Michael Thomas ever going to play again?
Yeah, he's supposed to be back. He's supposed to be back this year.
He's supposed to be. But dude's still acting like he's hurt.
I'm like, bro. I don't know. Would you draft him? Are you going to draft him?
No, I'm not drafting Michael Thomas.
No? Even if he fell to you, like, ninth round, he's still there.
Don't put my leg on it, you know what I'm saying?
I think he's going to play, bro. I think he's in there.
I need to see it, bro. That's what I'm saying. Everything, I need to see it. I want to see him. I know. I want to see Kamara. I want to see Winston all working together. I need to see it. And when they murder, I'll know.
Well, yeah, we'll all know. All right, let's keep going. Week 12, Kansas City Chiefs. I have the Rams taking the L.
I have the Rams taking the W.
Wow, we're split on a lot of these this time. I like it. I like it. Why do you think that? Why do you think they're going to get them?
In 12 meetings, the Chiefs have won 7 of 5. Okay.
Okay.
And oh no. I got the Chiefs taking the dub. Okay, so I got the Chiefs taking the dub because in 12 meetings, the Chiefs have won so far 7 wins and 5 losses, and they're going to make it 8 wins and 5 losses. Mahomes has a good game and a close one, high scoring, and I can't wait to watch it, but I think the Chiefs take the dub.
Andy Reid, he's a genius, offensive mind. They got rookie Sky Moore catching them deep balls from Patty Mahomes. What do you think? I could see that in the future.
I'm excited, bro. I really look I really think it's the name, bro. It's the name Sky. Because it's Sky Moore, bro. Like he's gonna go for the sky.
He's gonna catch him out the sky.
Exactly.
Right out of the sky. And how many does he want? He wants more.
Exactly, bro. Like, dude, it's perfect. It's a perfect setup. I need to see his birth certificate. Is that a legit name or did he make that up?
It sounds fresh. It sounds pretty fresh.
It's so dope, bro.
Travis Kelce's still the number one tight end in the NFL. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I still agree. Yeah, for now.
I mean, there's not very many like top tight ends. So, yeah. I mean, that's
just because somebody, Mark Andrews did so well last year or whatever. I still think that Travis Kelce holds that spot.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting a little older, though. I also think he's going to be the wide receiver one on their team still. And their tight end one.
Tight end, wide receiver one. Got it. All right. Week 13, the Seahawks.
Seahawks. What do you got?
I got the Rams taking the W, obviously.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, Drew Lock, Geno Smith. There are some Geno Smith lovers out there, too. If you are a Geno Smith lover, I apologize, but he just don't got it.
No, he don't. And and I agree with you. They can't do anything with Drew Lock behind center. Now, if they sign Baker Mayfield, I might be inclined to change that.
That
loss for the Seattle, I really might.
Yeah,
but
it'll definitely be interesting.
I'm thinking it's gonna be a blowout. Rams take it home.
I agree, and I think the Seahawks are gonna be absolutely boring this year. I hate to say it, but.
I've seen a couple people predicting their doing their prediction for the Seattle on their record. Two of them had them having 0 wins, and one of them had them have 1 win. And I'm like, there's not even a team that's ever had 0 wins in a whole season. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like,
yeah, there has the Cleveland Browns.
I thought last year they were Detroit was gonna be it, but then they started winning.
I'm pretty sure that's happened. Like I think the Jags went 0-1. Didn't win any in a couple years back.
That's so sad for the fan base.
Like, I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's happened. And can you imagine, bro?
Oh, dude, think right now if the Bucks didn't win a single game next year, bro.
Oh my god, dude!
How would you feel about football?
I would still love it, but I don't know.
That's awful to think.
Say that, right. Bro. Don't put that juju on me.
Don't bring Juju up.
My bad.
No, hey, Kenny.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Kenneth Walker, though, rookie. I'm kind of excited to watch him.
I guess. I mean, I hear people talk, and I'm like, okay, whatever. But I just Seattle's boring, man. They're so boring.
Yeah, I know it sucks. I know that used to be your people, man. I used to love Seattle. Doesn't that hurt a little bit saying Seattle's going to be boring? It does,
bro. But like Russell Wilson's not there, Richard Sherman's not there, Bobby Wagner's not there. They're what made me love that team. So I'm just like,
yeah. Pete Carroll still there?
Yeah, he's still there, smacking his bubble double,
still chewing that same gum from when they were there. Right. Oh, all right. Let's keep rolling. Week 14, the Las Vegas Raiders. I got the Rams taking the L, baby.
As do I.
Ooh.
As do I.
Hell yeah. Derek Carr is going to go off this year. I just got that feeling, bro. I just feel like Derek Carr is going to go off. Not just because of Devontae, bro, but he has been slowly but surely getting better, bro.
I agree. And honestly, the thing that holds the Raiders back, I think, is their division, bro. Like, that's the only reason why I don't think that they're just going to murder everyone, because they have such a strong division.
That's a scary division, bro.
Bro, it's nuts. And you know, we'll talk about divisions at a later date. You know, we're definitely going to do something about that. So y'all be ready, waiting for that one. But, yeah, I think that Derek Carr with Davante Adams and Hunter Renfrow and all of them, I think that they're going to be too much for the Rams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they got a decent D-line too, so I'm thinking Stafford gets it once or twice.
Oh, for
get a
sure.
sack on him once or twice at least, bro. At least. I think that'd be our game of the week that week, probably, don't you think?
I think so. I think so, for sure.
Yeah.
I got a question for you, though. How do you feel about Josh Jacobs?
Josh Jacobs. I mean, I like him, but when I watch him play, he doesn't wow me, bro.
Yeah.
I would agree. Take him like way later if I needed like an RB3, but I don't think he's the guy, bro. He has even flashes. Really? Yeah.
Even as an RB3, I'd probably rather take a rookie just to see what they can do.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's not that great, bro. I mean, he has flashes, but when I watch him, he's like 1 to 2 yard, 3 yard, 2 yard, 2 yard. I'm like, dude, throw the ball.
Break a tackle.
Yeah, bro. Jesus. Oh, yeah. All right, let's keep going. We're almost there. We're getting there. Week 15, we've got Green Bay Packers.
Yes, sir.
What you got?
I got the Rams taking the dub.
Me too. Me too. I already knew what you was going to say, baby. Rams taking a W. Aaron Rodgers.
Overrated.
Oof. Yes, sir. Still going high on drafts, though. Like third or fourth QB off the board. Sometimes second, third.
He just doesn't have enough threats, man. His wide receivers. I just don't see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't either. No Devontae. That hurts for sure, because every time he threw the ball, that's who he was throwing to. What we say,
going 30? Against the Super Bowl champions, bro. Aaron Rodgers chokes against Super Bowl contenders.
Oh, man. Oh, let's see. The Lizard King, the Lazard King, Alan Lazard. The Lazard King. I keep fucking it up. The Lazard King, Alan Lazard. It's probably going to be his, what, one?
Yeah, I think so. And you know what? I think he'll actually have a decent year because of that fact. Because Aaron Rodgers, they got nobody else to throw to. And I think everybody's going to be hyped on Alan Lazard this year just because of that. And maybe, you know what? I guarantee you next year he gets a contract, whether it's with them or somewhere. But he's going to get one of those Christian Kirk type contracts. Aaron Rodgers is going to put him there, but it's still not going to get them to where they want to be.
Speaking of wide receivers and the Packers, so talks are saying that Julio Jones is coming to the Packers.
You see what he did last year? You remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Is it going to matter, bro? Is he going to roll his ankle every game?
I know, bro. What the hell, Julio? What happened? You're shelling yourself, bro. God, I was so hyped about him with Tennessee, bro.
I was like, dude, he couldn't stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A.J. Dillon, Aaron Jones. It's hard to trust one of them because of the other.
That's true, but I like Aaron Jones for the simple fact that, Aaron Rodgers doesn't have the wide receivers that he needs. So checking down to Aaron Jones, I feel like he'll be a good villain right there. I'm liking Aaron Jones a lot in drafts, man. I keep seeing me grab him as my RB2. Like,
really?
Yeah. Because people are getting away from him. You know what I mean? And I think mm-hmm. that I think that his pass catching upside with Aaron Rodgers because of his wide receiver core, I think what will boost him at least into the top 10.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. Only thing is A.J. Dillon has seemed to have been thrusting his way and is like the number one right running back there.
Yeah,
that's
I agree.
What scares
I agree.
Me.
I just have what? To see how it plays out.
Mm-hmm. But I think you're right. I think you're right. Week 16, Denver Broncos. That's your team. That's your team.
You know what I got, baby. The Rams going to take the fat L, boy.
Oh, I got the Rams taking the W.
Whatever.
Killing them Broncos, bro. I don't even like the Rams.
Listen, bro. Russell Wilson's going to show the Rams what he can do with a real offense.
A real offense. I mean, he took that offense, that not real offense you're speaking of, to the Super Bowl, but whatever.
Well, that was way back. I'm talking about last year's offense at Seattle.
Oh, yeah, that was garbage, bro. Straight garbage.
Everybody blamed that on Russell
I
Wilson.
Think
the whole year, bro.
I don't I'm see it, bro. Like,
it was the team, bro. Put him on a team. He finna clutch it up.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I do think Cortland Sutton's going to be the number one, not Jerry Jeudy.
I agree completely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think him and Russ are just going to have a like good chemistry. You know what I mean?
And you know what I want to see? Because nobody's talking about this, bro, but I really want to see Russell Wilson and Tim Patrick take off together.
Nobody is talking about that. You're right.
Nobody's
bro.
Talking about Tim Patrick, bro. And last Tim year, Patrick. Bro, he was consistent, bro.
I mean, I forgot all about Tim Patrick, bro.
You know why? His name's Tim Patrick. That's why, bro.
The name strikes again. It's the name, Jesus. Bro. Oh my God. Hey, Melvin Gordon over there holding Javonte Williams back from being a true number one running back.
Yep, and I was really hoping Melvin Gordon would get traded so Javonte Williams would take off and be, you know, top five running back. And people are still drafting him that high, and I'm just like,
You know what's crazy is I
with Melvin Gordon.
Mm-hmm. I drafted Javonte Williams last year, and I held on him. He didn't do nothing for the first few games, and so guess what? I dropped him, bro. And then mofo took off, bro. Mm-hmm. That one hurt. Do you know that Melvin Gordon has only had one season over 1,000 yards in his 8 years?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's sad.
That is sad. That blows my mind. I just thought he did better in LA for some reason. Speaking of LA, we're moving on to week 17 against the LA Chargers. We got LA versus LA.
Wild.
I bet people in LA are going to be psyched for this one.
Right. LA wins. That's what we pick.
Yeah. Put that on Vegas, bro.
Write it down.
And that's right. What do you got for that game, by the way?
I have the Rams taking the W.
I've got LA taking the W. I'm just kidding. I've got the Rams taking the L, baby.
Yeah. I've seen that coming.
Herbert's been in there for 3 years now. I mean, they're building a great team around him. He should have his feet wet. He should be ready to go.
I just think that late in the season, the Rams are going to be trying to work harder to get that playoff position and everything like that. And I think their defense will just be too much for Herbert. But I do think it'll be a very, very close game.
Well, the defense is looking fire over there and on the Chargers. Like, they got J.C. Jackson from New England, which I can't believe New England let him go, but whatever. Their defense looking kind of scary.
Bro, have we talked about New England at all?
I don't think so.
A moment, bro.
We talked about Mac Jones once. We did talk about Mac Jones, right? We talked about him getting in shape or something.
A little bit.
In the overrated episode.
They're just, I don't know. I'm sorry, all Patriot fans, but it's just like ever since Tom left, you just ain't the same.
Hey. They know.
Brady, come back.
Brady, come back. Hey. Let's keep going. Week 18. Seahawks, again. Rams take the W, again.
Again.
Again. By this time, the Hawks should just be about ready to pack it up and call it a season. Yeah,
basically a bye week for the Rams, probably.
Yeah, they'll be resting starters, you think? I don't know. Oh, crazy sure, things yeah. have happened.
You know, Smith will be out there scrambling, throwing interceptions. It's
all right. Let's think. Let's go. Final predictions. Final record, Trey. What do you got?
I got the Rams going 11-6.
11-6. I mean, I thought you said that they were going to have a hard time picking them to lose ever.
Well, towards the end of the year, you know, but the first couple games, I was surprised that I was just like, L, L, mm-hmm, L.
Me too.
You know
what I'm saying? I'm like, I got to get them a W on here somewhere.
And, you know, last year they went 12-5, so I'm saying they're going to have a worse year than last year. Yeah. But I still think that they're going to be a contender. You know what I'm saying?
I've got them going 10-7, actually. So 10-7, wild card team, NFC championship game, and they're going to lose that. To who?
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
To the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, baby.
Hey.
Hey.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, you know how we are, man. We got with I got homeboy peacing out Tyreek Hill back here. That's what they're going to do to old Matthew Stafford in the Cooper Cup. Be like, deuces, baby.
Hey, bro, that'll be a good game, bro.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I agree. Yes, sir. I agree. Hey, Trey, you got anything else you want to tell the people here?
Yeah, I wanted to do a throw out about the Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell fight.
Oh,
if you haven't
yes.
heard about that, it's a boxing fight. I'm not sure when it is, but they're supposed mm-hmm. to be boxing each other, bro. And I'm like, that's so crazy to me now that all these famous people are just like, hey, you know what? Let's box and make some money.
They're just trying to be out there, bro. They're just trying to get some hype on their name, dude. Especially Le'Veon. He ain't had hype in a while.
That's true, but I love Le'Veon Bell.
I'm not. I know you do. I remember you loved him, bro. You had him like your first year,
bro. Yeah, he carried my team, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now he can't carry shit.
Bro, I mean, like, he had a couple spurts at the Ravens. You know what I'm saying? He did a couple plays that I was like, hey, look, but you know, he didn't. He couldn't take over.
He was on the Bucks last year. Did you know that?
Yeah, didn't he move to the Bucks after the Ravens dropped him or something like that?
For like two games or something. He got a couple touchdowns.
Yeah. Anyway, so because this is football, not necessarily it's boxing, but since it's football players, we're going to give you the stats.
Let's do
So we have Adrian Peterson, who is 6'1", 217 pounds. Okay. He is 37 years of age, and he has 32 1/4 arm length. Mm. All right. Okay. So Le'Veon Bell is 6'1", 225, so same height, a little bit heavier, 31.5-inch arm length, so a little bit shorter arms, and he's 30 years of age. Mm. So 7-year difference there. That's what I think is going to be the defining factor.
Mm. Yeah, I do too, bro. That's 7 years. You see Adrian Peterson last year, bro? Was he on the Seahawks for like a minute? Yeah, he didn't have nothing, bro. He was trying so hard he couldn't get anywhere.
Yeah, I just think the age thing is going to be Le'Veon Bell's going to end up KO in the second round. Write it down.
I don't know. Adrian Peterson got a big old freaking neck.
Yeah, and honestly, he feels a little hood to me. You know, like he's played a fight a couple times in his past. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he can be that type to like get the blood and like look at it and taste that shit. You know what I mean?
Bite off his ear.
Oh man, yeah. Oof.
Y'all check the fight out. Do your research. Let us know in the email who you think is going to win that fight.
That's right. Don't forget to email the show, fourthandflex@gmail.com. It's at the bottom of the screen. Don't forget to check out. Yes, sir. Don't forget to check out these right here. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're everywhere. Hit us up, guys. Thank you for watching, and we will see you next time.
You just gonna hit it and go.
I've already hit it, actually. All right, let's do it.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.